Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara here brings down the Mishnah in Zvachim. Tana Nishmach and Dam al Ritzvah v'Asvay Pasul. Nishmach min Akli min Ritzvah v'Asvay Kasher. If someone shechs a par and the dam falls on the floor, before he gets a chance to mekabel it, it's pasul. But if he's mekabel it in the Kli, and then it falls on the floor, so then, it's kosher. That's what the Gemara brings. The Gemara brings a pasuk, dam me'apar yikablenu. The Kabbalah's dam has to be directly from the par. Anyways, the Shaila, what's the din by chafina? If let's say the Kohen Gadol does the chafina of the k'taris and it falls on the floor, is his hands like a tzavah behema, and there'll be a psul nishbach? Or is the Kohen's hands like a kli shoresh, and then there'll be no psul nishbach? That's the Gemara's Shaila. So you have to understand the Shaila. Now, the Rishonim, Teis Hashanim, Teis Rosh and Advar, bring down a kasha from the Baal Teisus Rabbeinu Elchanan, that he wants to know why the Gemara only asked the Shaila by Chafina and not by Kmitza. Sounds like the Gemara understood that Kmitza there is a Psul Nishpach. And by Kmitza we understand that the Kohen's hand is like a Klishar. Spams in the Gemara Menachah says clearly that by Kmitza there's a Psul Nishpach. The Gemara is on Daf Chavavim and Aleph. So, why is the Gemara claiming by Chafina if Kmitza is Pashit? That's Rabbeinu Elchanan asked. And the Ri answered him that by Kmitza, the halacha of the Adalan Avedis by Mincha, you have Kmitza, which is Keneged the Shechita, you have Kiddush Kli, which is Keneged Kabbalah's Dam, and you have Halacha, and you have Haktaris HaKaimis, which is Keneged Zrika. So there it's Pashit, that the other Shulkayin is like the Tzav of Haman is a Psul Nishpach. Now, Shankin by Chafina, where you don't really need a Kli, the Gemara says they need a Kli because it's Layefshir. That's what the Gemara says. You need a Kli because it's Layefshir. So, Mela, there we have a Tzad that the other Shulkayin vibes like a Kli Sharis. So, but what's it sad the other way? What's it sad that the Kli, that there is a psul nishpach. The Ritvah says a lashin. Do we say chafina doesn't need a kli? So what is suffik? Mi aminin safe safe a kli who naisei. The yodei ketzave behema. I don't mekaven shei kli ma'akav yodei kekliu. Do you say that lamaisi is putting it in the kli, or do you say since the kli is not ma'akav, so meilo yodei kekliu? Now, the Chavetz Chaim is medayik from his words that if it's nishma from the kli, it was zicha b'kasha. The whole shayla is nishma before got into the kli, and the Chavetz Chaim l'kutei halacha says he's not sure if that's mukher. If you hold there's no din kli, the whole kli is full of efshir, and there's still a psul nishbach. So maybe even after the kli it'll be a psul nishbach because there is no din kli. Well, l'chayra, the Ritva is naming on that if there's no din kli, there can't be a psul nishbach. What is the psul nishbach? The psul nishbach is before it gets into the kli. If there is no din kli, how could there be a psul nishbach? So I think the tut stud in the Gemara is the pshat, there's no real din kli. The whole din kli, the Gemara said, was layafshit. So really, you really don't need a kli. Or no. Once there's a din of layafshit, the Gemara says, really, use the kafkan ashkan b'nasiyim. Layafshit teaches you there is a din kli. And if there's a din kli, then there should be a psul nishbach. Now, Reb Chaim, in the Sefer, Zarichas about it, but just the kitz of what he says, Reb Chaim says that there's really two dinim of nishbach. By zrika, by adam, it's a din in the Maisa Kabbalah. The Maisa Kabbalah has to be from the par. But he says by kmitza, we have the din of nishbach. It's not mistabed as a din, the Maisa Kiddush Kli has to be from the Arakayin. Where would that din come from? It's a din in the Kiddush Kli, that the Kli won't work if it's somewhere else in between. That's how he explains it. So then in the Kiddush Kli, he says an afkamina. Now the Shaila is, over here, L'chayot is no din Kiddush Kli. The Brisker Rav is ma'ir this. So, that would be mashma, that a third din, that's what the Brisker Rav holds, that even if there's no din in the Kiddush Kli, there is a psul nishbach. Even if there's no din Kiddush Kli. Because L'chayot here, there's no din Kiddush Kli. The whole din Kli, the Gemara says, L'yefsha. So even if you're going to say there's a din kli, but there's no din kiddush kli, tais, there could be a psul nishmach without it in Kiddush Kli. That's what the Biskei Rav names on. But I think even lefi the Biskei Rav, it would only work if there's a din kli. It doesn't have to be necessarily a Kiddush Kli. It has to be a din kli. If there's no din kli b'chlau, that's what the Gemara means, that yodai is ketzave behema. But I think lemaisa, and this is Reb Chaim names on, that nishmach is a din in Kiddush Kli, not just a din of being in a kli. I hear there's no din Kiddush Kli. But could be you could say, if you say there's a din kli by chathina, that would automatically say there's a din Kiddush Kli. Because how do you know there's a din Kiddush Kli by kmitza? The emes is, the Gemara in Saita Daf Yadalam is mavur, once there's a din kli, then you'll learn out from Dam there's a din Kiddush Kli. And Reb Shimon over there, Reb Shimon the Tana, that holds that there's no din kli, he holds there's no din Kiddush Kli. He also could be take the kmitza and just use your hand and put it on, and there's no din Kiddush Kli. Because the din Kiddush Kli comes from the din Kli. So Mimela, you could say by Chafina also, there's one side of the Gemara that you don't need a Kli, and then there won't be a psul nishmach, and that's what it means, Yodai Shalkayin is Kli Sharis. But the other side is no, Yodai Shalkayin Vim is a din Kli, and then there'd be a din Kiddush Kli also. And the Raya is, at the end of the Sugya, by Chafina, by Machshava by Chafina, the Ritva says clearly that Ktairis also has Dalad Avaidis, connected the Dalad Avaidis of Vashkita. It has the Chfina, that's like the Kmitza, that's like the Shkita. It has the Kabbalah Sakaf, he says, the Hailacha and Naktara. So you see, Klar, he's calling now like an Avaidis Kabbalah. I think it's totally in these two Tzadim of the Gemara. He's learning like the Tzad of the Gemara, that Yodnik is Savah Behema, so it's a Din Kli, now it's Din Kli, but it's in Kiddush Kli, and that's why it's a Din Psul Nishba, because it's a Din Kiddush Kli.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.